a moment, you'll hear Jane Stewart as The Six Shooter, just one of the many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with The Bob Hope Show, The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring both mirth and music. It's a great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. Jane Stewart as The Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both The Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as The Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Plunsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
It was Friday morning when I got to Smoke Falls on my first trip to town in about 3 months. But Dad Foster needed a little extra money for feed, so he asked me to drive about a dozen of his heifers in and sell them at Saturday's auction. Well, I turned the cattle over to Brad McLean. He was the auctioneer. And then, seeing as about noontime, I wandered into Windy Night's Cafe. Windy's food's real good, too. Corned beef and cabbage, boiled potatoes, rice pudding for dessert. Real tasty. There was only one drawback to eating there. Windy.
And then Ed Burt. He's a marshal now, Brad. But I guess you knew that, didn't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't.
Sure. He was elected last July. 102 votes was cast. 102. Well, that's the biggest election we've ever had in this town. The biggest in this part of the state, for all I know.
Well,
unless you count Fort Lyons. And over there, they ain't very particular who they let vote. Why, I hear tell there was a drummer passing through the town last election day, and they just drug him right off to the polls.
Don't say.
Yeah, I'll just bet you, if there was to be an honest census, we'd show up with a good 20 more people in Fort Lyon.
Let me show. Well, it sure was a fine meal, Wendy.
Where do you think you're going, Britt? You ain't let me tell you about Marshal Burke finding Seth Quincy's body.
Huh?
Well, what did you think I was leading up to?
Well, I didn't... Exactly, no.
Yeah, a week ago last Monday, that's when it happened.
Oh.
Yeah, the reason I remember so plain is, long about 10 o'clock in the morning, it started to thunder, and I said to Mrs. Coombs, I run into her coming down Main Street, I said, Mrs. Coombs, I said, don't let that thunder fool you. It ain't going to rain the first week in September. No, sir. I lived around here for 17 years, and it ain't never rained after the 25th of August. That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, now, what about Mr. Quincy?
Well, I was coming to that, Brett. Can't you give a body a minute?
Oh, sure, Wendy.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Well, he was lying on the floor of his parlor when Marshal Burke come in. They say the place looked like he'd put up quite a fight, too. Broken furniture and glassware all over the place.
I see.
Slug in his chest, that's what killed him. Shooting must have been around 11 o'clock that morning.
That's so.
Yeah, leastwise, that's when Mrs. Henderson said she heard what sounded like a shot. You know the Hendersons, Britt. Live right over in the road there, just down the road a bit from Seth Quincy's ranch, you know?
Yeah, sure, I know.
Clyde Henderson. He's that short, red-haired fellow who married Sarah Watkins.
I said I know him, Wendy.
Well, there's no need to take my head off. I'm just trying to give you the fact.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead. Give me the fact.
Well, let's see. Where was I? Well, that's the trouble. Somebody interrupts you and you lose your whole train of thought. Oh, yeah. About Seth Quincy. Well, I guess that's all there is to tell. A trial was last Monday.
A trial?
Sure. Pete Kellgren, the fellow that killed him.
Pete Kellgren?
What's the matter with you, Britt? Ain't you listening to me?
What? Well, you know, you kind of neglected to mention Pete Kellgren before, Wendy, you know.
I did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, there wasn't any doubt but that he was guilty. When Marshal Burke arrested him, Kellgren still had the $400 in his pocket.
$400, huh?
The money he stole from Seth.
Oh, uh-huh. That's funny. Pete Kellgren never struck me as the type to... I guess you just never can tell about people, can you?
Oh, I didn't know you was a friend of Pete's, Britt.
Well, we weren't exactly friends, but we met up a couple of times. He always seemed like a nice young fella to me.
Well, he even admitted robbing Seth. Of course, he says that when he come in, Seth was already dead, and the strong box was just sitting right there, real inviting. He sure must think we're a bunch of ignoramuses expecting us to believe a yarn like that.
Well, I suppose it could be true.
The jury didn't see it that way. Hanging is scheduled for next Monday.
The hanging? Well, I reckon I owe you a quarter, huh?
Well, now, just a minute. I'll get you your change. Well, I'll be doggone. She's still there.
Hmm?
Well, that girl in front of the depot. Been standing there since 9 a.m. this morning. Come in on the express from Fort Lyon.
Oh.
I guess she's waiting for somebody to meet her. Funny. I ain't heard of nobody expecting visitors. I usually get wind of a thing like that.
Yeah, I imagine you do.
Yeah. Well, here's your change, Britt. Thanks a lot.
No mention. I'll be seeing you, Andy.
You're going to be in town for a while, ain't you?
No, I'm heading back to Foster Ranch tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shame. You'll miss the hanging.
Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon I can do without it. So long. I couldn't help noticing the girl waiting on the station platform. She's young, not more than 20 or so. Pretty, too. The straw-colored hair that was sort of fixed up in braids across the top of her head. Real pretty. And it sure looked like she intended to stay around Smoke Falls for a spell. At least why she had plenty of luggage with her. Two great big canvas suitcases and a wicker basket packed to overflowing. I started to cross over toward her, and she gave a little turn. She was frowning, kind of anxious-like, and she seemed to be studying me as if she was trying to make up her mind about something. Excuse me for bothering you, miss, but is there anything I can do for you?
You come to meet me, mister?
No.
Oh, yeah, I see now. You could not be him.
How's that?
He's shorter feller. He sent me a picture. He's a different looking man.
Then you're waiting for somebody.
Oh, sure.
Well, maybe if you told me who it is, I'd be able to find him for you.
It is Manic M. to marry.
Oh, I say.
He write letter over 2 year now. He have family in same part of Sweden where I live. A be Swedish, mister.
Yes. I sort of figured you might be.
Then he send me money. I come to America. I think he must be a rich feller. Send me so much money. $200.
Yes. Well, that's a good sum of money, all right.
He tell me stay with my sister in Wisconsin till he makes some more. I stay there 6 months over, but I get tired of waiting. I still have $50 left, so I take train west.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe he didn't know you were getting in today. Maybe that's why he's not here yet.
Well, I write him letter from Wisconsin. My sister helped me. I'm not so good at English language.
No, you're doing all right. Doing fine.
He must be busy working, and that is why he's late. But he will come. I do not worry.
Well, whatever you say. Go on.
Mister?
Yeah?
You're a friend of his?
Well, I don't know. You didn't tell me his name.
Oh, I'm a very foolish person. I not use my brains. It is a Peter.
Peter?
Yeah, Peter Kelgren. You have heard of him?
Why, Yes, I've heard of him.
You do not see him anywhere today?
No. No, I haven't seen him.
Thank you, just the same. Yeah, mister?
I didn't tell you my name either. It's Ponsett. Britt Ponsett.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr. Ponsett. I'm Anna Nordquist.
Oh, how do you do, Anna?
Why you look at me like that, mister?
Well,
something is the matter?
Yeah, I'm afraid there is.
Peter, he is not sick.
No, it isn't that.
Well,
you said you'd come to America to marry Pete?
Yeah, sure.
But you don't know him very well, do you?
Over 2 years, we write letter.
Oh, yes, but I mean, with letters...
You think I cannot love a man I never meet?
No, not necessarily.
I know Peter just the same as if we meet 100 times. We tell each other everything in letters.
Maybe so, but I...
Yeah, I see what it is you think.
Oh?
You tell yourself I only marry Peter because he sent me so much money, because he is such a rich fellow.
No, of course not.
Well, I tell you the truth, mister. I marry him because I love him. I never see him. But I love him. There's no other reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, of course, Anna. Say, why don't you come over to the cafe and have a cup of coffee?
Oh, it's very kind of you, but MSP here when Peter comes.
Well, I'm afraid Pete isn't coming.
I do not understand.
No, I'm awful sorry to tell you about this, but, he's in jail.
In jail?
Yeah.
You mean police arrest him?
Well, it was the marshal. Amounts about the same thing.
What did Peter do? Oh, sure, I know. He's scared to meet me, so he has too much to drink, yeah?
No, Anna, it's a lot more serious than that.
Tell me, mister.
Well, the folks say that he killed a man last week.
Peter killed a man?
Yeah, it sure looks that way.
No, it could not be. He's fine, good feller.
Yes, well, I guess you're bound to think that, Anna, but...
They make big mistake. I tell them so. They let me Peter go. Where is Jay?
No, I wouldn't do
Please,
that.
Please, mister, where is Jay?
Well, it's just around the corner there, but I don't think I...
Thank you very much.
Now, here, let me give you a hand with those
things. I can manage. I can carry suitcase. Have her confirm. I'm plenty strong.
Now, listen, Anna, I'm afraid the marshal...
Goodbye, mister. You come to bedding, yeah?
Oh, sure. Well, good luck. Well, I didn't see where it was up to me to give Anna all the details about the hanging Monday and everything. She'd find out soon enough. Sure was a tough break, though, after coming all this distance and marrying a man she'd never seen. Well, I strolled around town for an hour or so, and then I headed over to George Billings' house where I'd left my things. I was planning to spend the night with George and his wife, Ella. They offered me the use of the spare room. Nobody home. Well, I picked up the flower pot on the top porch step, and I found a key under it, and there's a note from Ella, too. She said for me to go inside and make myself comfortable. There was a copy of the Smoke Falls Weekly Gazette on the hall table. I skimmed through it for a couple of minutes. The main article was about the Quincy shooting. Pete Kilgren's trial. Oh, there that is. Oh, hello.
They tell me I will find you here. He must talk to you. It's important.
Yes, well, come in, Anna.
Thank you very much.
Won't you sit down?
I would rather stand. I get too nervous if I sit. Mr. Ponsett.
Yeah?
What is wrong with Marshall Burke?
Oh, nothing as far as I know.
He says Peter must be hanged.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that is not possible. They would not hang a man who is not guilty.
Well, Anna, maybe Pete is guilty.
No, he is not. The marshal let me talk to Peter. I ask him if he does this awful thing. He tells me no.
Well, Anna...
It is no lie. I can tell a man who lies. It is the truth what Peter says.
Well...
He is fine fella. Better even than I hope. My sister warned me I should not expect too much. I will be disappointed. But Peter, he is good and kind and handsome.
Oh, he's a nice-looking boy, all right. No doubt about that.
And he did not kill any man. He could not be the one.
Well, he's admitted stealing Seth Quincy's money.
For me. That is why he takes it, so we can get married. It is very wrong to steal, and he must be punished for it.
Well, if he was willing to steal...
To steal is not to kill. And that is why they hang him, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Then you must keep them from it. Yeah. I tell Peter that we meet, that you are very nice to me. He says you be a famous person with the funny name, Six Shooter.
Oh, yes.
He says you will prove he is not guilty. You will talk to Marshall for him.
Well, I don't see what talking to Marshall Burke would do.
Please, Mr. Ponsett. I tell you something now. Before I say I come to marry Peter because I'm in love with him because of letters what he writes. Well, maybe I not speak the truth. Maybe I just want to come to America. I think I get no other chance. But now it is the truth. I meet him and I talk to him. And I am in love. I love him very much. You must believe me, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh, sure, Anna. Sure, I believe you.
Then you will talk to Marshall. Yeah.
Well, all right. All right, I'll talk to him.
You are listening to The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett, the Texas cowpoke whose name has become legend throughout the West.